This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
It's not a surprise. Getting into summer, it's going to be wedding season if it's not already in spring.
It already is, bro.
We're getting these am I the jerks about basically wedding problems. And this one is from a guy who does not want to invite his best man's girlfriend.
Wait, say that one more time.
So this he's getting married. He's this from the groom.
Okay.
He wants it to keep it anonymous, obviously.
And
he
said, right reasons.
He said, am I the jerk for not inviting the best man's girl? So the best man in his wedding, he doesn't want his girl there.
Heard. And I'm listening.
Here's what he said. He said, I'm getting married next year, Allie and DZ, and my best man has been dating his woman for almost 4 years. But every time he talks about her, it's in a negative sense. Mm. In the beginning, I felt like he was just overreacting until we invited her into our couple's friend circle.
He's like, come on, she can't be that bad.
Yeah. Every time she comes around, she brings a negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
The ladies in the circle really don't speak to her. Once I've gotten to know her, I've truly grew a genuine dislike for her.
Dang.
I definitely do not want that negative energy around on my wedding day. Right. I don't want to upset my best friend of 20 years. But I don't want negative energy on one of the most important days of my life either.
Mm-hmm.
So here I am asking, am I the jerk in all caps for not wanting my best man's woman at my wedding?
Wait, they're married?
Who?
Are they married? The people, like the girl that they don't like?
No.
Negative Nancy.
He's been dating
her
for 4 years.
Okay.
No, it's the best man's girlfriend of 4 years.
Not that that really makes a difference, but it makes it easier to not give somebody a plus one when they don't have the same last name. You feel me?
Yeah, but when you've been with someone for 4 years and you don't invite, and they're in your friend circle and you don't invite your significant,
I know.
The only way to not invite her is to straight up put your middle finger in the air and end that relationship is over.
Mm-hmm. And tell her with your chest
and
that you don't like
her. He may not be your friend either, because she, if they stay together, is going to be like, how could you support him when he doesn't support me?
And the petty's going to come out when they get married one day and then they don't invite you.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's one thing when one person doesn't like someone, another person, but when you get a whole group of friends together and everybody's tried and they're going, none of us can get along with this girl.
None of us rock with you. You like, negative Nancy,
you
for
are,
real.
You are the one.
Listen, Linda, sorry. You are the common denominator of like, yeah, we thought our boy was wild.
Yeah.
And we thought he was making up stories. We thought you were nice, mm-hmm. but you're not. You're a meanie pants lady, and we don't want you around.
A meanie pants. Aw. So what's his name then?
I don't know. Over it, Oscar. That's a good start.
Over it, Oscar. I'll
over
start
it,
there.
Oscar. Over it, Oscar.
Over it, Oscar.
He wants to know if he's the jerk for straight up saying, nah, she can't come.
Mm-hmm.
It's your day.
It is your day. But if you choose to do this on your day, it's going to cause more problems. So it's a matter of, and the thing is, don't you feel like on the wedding, you're not even going to realize she's there? Hopefully?
He's about to be a groomsman, so he's going to be pretty busy most of the time. She's not. Listen.
The best man could pull out if you don't invite. It could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or even worse, he could do. See, remember, I told you that story about years ago. I'd started dating a guy. And they didn't invite me. His friends got married. They didn't invite me because they didn't want to make it awkward because his ex
his ex
was going to be there.
Yep.
So they were like trying not to make it awkward for either of their friends who were now dating new people. But they made it awkward because he was in the wedding and they didn't invite me. And he left as soon as it was over. And they were like, where are you going? And he's like, home to see my girl. So I'm saying that ended a friendship.
Mm-hmm. See,
and that didn't have to.
I gotta be honest.
It's weird.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. not
Dude,
the jerk.
This would be so hard.
Straight up, I got to stand 10 toes on it. They're
it's
not
your
married.
Wedding.
It's your wedding. They're not married. So I feel like there is a line that you can draw. You're in the wedding with them, so they're going to be busy most of the time. Mm-hmm. You could just straight up shape it just like that. Be like, sorry, man, we can't give the groomsmen a plus one unless their partner's partner is coming.
I think he should just invite her. I don't necessarily think he's a jerk for not wanting her there, but I think he's a jerk if he actually doesn't invite her. I think that just let it be. You're not hopefully not going to see her that day, because put her at a table. You be petty. Put her at a table far away, and you sit at the head table with your boys.
I hear where you're coming from, too, because you know at your wedding, you never see
You don't
everybody.
See half the people anyway. You're so on another planet.
Well, and everybody sees you, mm-hmm. but you never see everybody. And until you get married, you don't know that. You don't realize that concept.
It's like a blur the whole day. Yeah.
The entire night. You lucky if you even got a chicken wing,
baby.
I don't
remember who I talked to the night of my wedding. Probably everybody. I don't know.
I just remember one of my uncles recording stuff on his iPad.
That's
and
it.
Me going, that's such an old man over there. Look at that man.
See?
Uncle on the iPad recording a wedding. That's one of my core memories of our wedding. For real.
Yeah, see?
Goofy.
All right, 414-533-1037. He wants to know if he's a jerk for not inviting the girlfriend of his best man to his wedding.
I hear where you're coming
Nobody
from.
Nobody likes her. They've been dating for 4 years. Everybody's tried to get to know her. She's super negative, and he doesn't want that energy at his wedding. Over at Oscar. Is he the jerk? We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Wow, we even have an honorable mention, a fan favorite on the phone.
Wow.
We have a fourth caller today because they're so triggered. They said, I have to get in for this. Just wait till you see who it is at the end.
We got people pulling strings, huh?
People pulling strings to get on this show, correct.
But send out the bat signal.
The question is, he wants to know if he's the jerk for not inviting the girlfriend of his best man to his wedding next year. Nobody likes her. He's been dating her for 4 years, and he doesn't want her negative energy at his wedding. Is
really,
he the
nobody?
Jerk?
Nobody? Really?
Says nobody. Saucy's on the phone. Lord help us.
We got Saucy first?
Spicy Saucy.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-huh. I'm different. Yeah, Saucy I'm Sandra.
Different, yeah. I'm different. Girl. Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Hey, why your song so loud? You coming in with that energy, Sauce?
Saucy. Well, yes. Jerk or not the jerk?
I don't think he's the jerk at all. Mm. However, with that being said, be prepared to lose your friendship.
Thank you. That part.
I think what he needs to do is have a conversation beforehand and be like, look, nobody can stand her. She's really negative. She drags everybody down. I don't want to continue to put myself in a situation with somebody who drags people down.
How are you telling your best friend that his girl can't?
You tell your
vibe?
Best friend that just like that, and you say, hey, she's really negative, and actually be concerned about him, because obviously there's an issue there that he thinks that he should be in a relationship with somebody as negative as she is.
We don't know their life, though.
Somebody would say you're not being supportive if you're ripping on the girl, even if you don't like her. However, that being said,
he doesn't even like her. He says that she's negative and comes up with negative stories about her.
She's not wrong, and I agree with Saucy, but this is not advice. He doesn't want advice. He wants to know if he's a jerk because he's not inviting her.
Saucy said no.
Yeah.
Saucy said no, but we ready to lose that friendship, and she's 100% right.
You are going to lose it.
Yep.
Without a doubt. Yep. But then when he breaks up with the witch, he'll be back. Don't worry.
Well, and then you got to let the homie back in open arms. That's a different story. That's a different am I the jerk?
I have
or
said
maybe
this.
It's a what would DZ do? Who knows?
Listen, I've said to my friends, the guy you're dating's a loser, and he's going to screw you over, but I'll be there when he does. I've said that to my friends multiple times. I'm like, I think he sucks, but guess what?
Blind support.
I'll be here if you want me when he screws you over, which is totally passive aggressive, but I mean it.
The real you know going to be here. No, the real going to be here. The real going to be here. Here, that part.
So, and this is the case. So whatever. All right, not the jerk.
Saucy says not. Appreciate you, Sauce. Much love.
Much love, guys. Bye.
All right, let's go to Megan in Muskego and see what she thinks. Hi, Megan. Good morning.
Good morning, fam.
Good morning.
She said not the jerk for not inviting the best man's girlfriend to his wedding. What do you think?
See, I disagree. I think he is the jerk.
You're saying yes, jerk.
Yes, jerk. So I got married 2 years ago. My anniversary is actually Allie's birthday.
Happy anniversary.
I've met them. I met her and her husband, bro. Yeah, they came out to Dave and Buster's. We kicked it. They were cool. Very cool.
Nice.
Brought the whole fam out. It was
nice.
Lit.
Look,
I don't believe in giving everyone a plus one. I think that's a little, you know, ridiculous. But, like, your best man and, like, his girlfriend he's been with for 4 years, like, yeah, maybe she brings down the mood and stuff, but clearly he's happy with her. I think it is kind of a support thing.
Ain't it?
And
you're
I don't think it's worth losing your best friend.
Yeah.
Right, and that too. Honestly, half the people at my wedding, I talked to maybe 30 seconds, if at all.
Maybe.
You
maybe.
Know what sucks, if, though, is if you want to have that time with your bridal party and their spouses and you can't now because you'd have to bring her.
Oh, because so she, like, is around.
So let's say you're going on the tram or whatever wedding parties do and you're going to take pictures, but sometimes the spouses join because you're all friends.
No. But I've been in weddings where I've gotten on the trolley and my wife had to hoof it behind us in our own car on the side.
You have to alienate people you want to hang out with because of one person.
Your partner better be cool with that. If your ride or die is really a ride or die, she's going to ride in the other car for you.
You want to hang out with the people you do like, and it's screwing up for everybody. That's all I'm saying.
It's sacrifice for one night. But I'm also saying not the jerk if you don't invite her.
You're not going to remember her being there.
you don't even really want her.
She says jerk. Yeah. Megan, thanks for calling. Have a good day.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
So over at Oscar, he wants to know if he's a jerk for not inviting his best man's girlfriend to the wedding. Nobody likes her. They think she's negative, but he's been dating her for 4 years. So he's like,
they're next to get married. We can say what it is. I know it. We know it. They know it. We just don't want to be there.
Somebody texted in, oh, best man? Definitely the jerk.
Also, if it was just a groomsman,
it might be okay.
Wow.
Rico's in Milwaukee, and then we'll get to our honorable mention who really wants to get in for this one. Hi, Rico.
Rico.
Good morning.
Wepa. How loud is my
I wanted to wish you, Ellie, a happy belated birthday. I was trying to call yesterday.
Oh, well, it's on the 20th, so that would have been Tuesday. So you're two days
Tuesday,
late.
But yeah.
Okay. BB-lated. How about that? BB-lated.
Thank you, Rico.
Yes,
I appreciate that.
BB-lated for the BBL. Now, Rico,
what do you think?
So here's the deal. He's not the jerk because of the fact that they've been friends for so long. Don't you think they already had this discussion about her before?
Probably.
So it's his best man. If he's known him for so long, he's got to be understanding the situation because the groom is the one that put all this money, time, effort into this wedding. So why would you be mad that he's trying to, you know, X out somebody that's really, in effect, going to ruin it? Because of her attitude, the way that she'll come in there and put all that negativity around, nobody wants that in a wedding. Everybody wants to be happy, joyful, and just simply enjoy the moments that they're going to have with friends and family.
It sounds like you're saying jerk.
Dang.
You're saying jerk? Okay. You're saying jerk?
Fine, jerk.
No, he's not the jerk for inviting him.
Not
the jerk for inviting her because they've already probably had this discussion about her.
Rico, I'm confused. Do you think he should invite the best man's girlfriend or not?
No.
So he's not the jerk.
He's not the jerk for not inviting her.
No, life progress, things would be fine. You know,
okay.
That's the reality of things.
Well, and think about it. If it is the best man, groomsmen aside, I think the best man has separate responsibilities of attachments, things you got to do, things you got to be ready for. You're not going to be able to be with your partner 24/7 on that day. Well, you got to be his partner for his partner.
There is one thing, though.
Wow.
I'm in a situation, too, because I don't like my best man's wife. So I really don't feel like inviting her.
It's kind of the same thing.
It's exactly the same thing. Uh-huh. Are you not going to invite her, Rico?
I don't want to.
Oh, God.
See? So you're not the jerk. That's why you're saying not the jerk, Rico. Now
it's yelling at him 24/7.
Well, Rico, thanks for calling.
I love y'all.
Love you back, man. Peace. Good to hear from you, man. Holla at you soon.
I was just thinking about what he was saying. I don't know. I just don't know how you can get away with this with one of your best friends and actually go through with it and not invite their spouse and act like there's just no way.
Valid points to say this conversation's been had. If this friend genuinely is always talking about how his girl's this, girl that, toxic, whatever, y'all have definitely been, why don't you leave it in, bro?
Mm-hmm.
I know you haven't gone through much time with your homies and somebody hasn't gone, why don't you leave it in, bro?
Listen to this text. Somebody said, I'm still dealing with the repercussions of not inviting some people to my wedding, so this triggered me.
Okay.
Wow, she said, I just got married on May 5th and the amount of people that were upset was insane. You have to be prepared to either lose a lot of friends or deal with all the snarky comments. It's your wedding. If you don't want someone there, then they're not there. Brooke in Greenfield. Brooke, I did go through this with mine. I remember people being upset And I was just like, it's my wedding, and I stood my ground.
Deal with it, bro. You have to. I'm sorry.
Can we pull up Santino?
The HM!
We like to call him the FF, the fan favorite, one of them.
People love him.
Santino said he was triggered and he had to get in for this, but we already had all of our callers. Luckily, he knows a guy. Me. I'm the guy.
Hey, yo, 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 what's up, fam?
Hey. What up, Santino? Hey,
Santino, why did this set you off? Do you agree with the answer of not the jerk?
What happened to y'all? Yeah, what happened? Right, because it's not the jerk. It's worked out.
He was all out of breath. He's like, I got to talk.
Said, boys, get out of the car. Be good, be great, be kind, whatever. Get on, go. Bye. I got to be on Am I the Jerk. Hey.
My son ran out the car. He's like, Dad, I don't even want to hear this.
He didn't want to be a part of it.
He said, Dad, drop me off at the corner. It's all good, man. It's all good. It's all good.
Tell him if there's an issue, here's a tissue. Not a good resort, but go on. Because
it's not the jerk. It's worked out.
Listen, Rico, man, I'm going to have to pray for that, man. Boy, he was confusing the heck out of me.
Same.
At the beginning, we got it worked out, though. We knew what he meant.
So, yeah, this triggered me. He is the jerk because if you're your best friend, if that's your best friend, he would not have been with that girl for 4 years because you would have said something or your group would have said something to show out some triggers or show him signs of why this isn't working. But you cannot be mad at this man for who he loves.
Oh, you let him stay around.
That's your best friend. Yeah. If it's your best friend, you weather the storm. But guess what? My family from Detroit, she would have been sitting at that table. She wouldn't have came back after the dinner. She'd be like, I'm out, baby. I'm gone. Because they would have called her butt out.
I mean, the reality is, you around the right people, though, they're going to help you fix your attitude. That's the thing. And if they don't, that's because they don't care about you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 4 years he's been with this girl, and then the whole group has been around this and still allow it to happen without checking him.
Well, Santino, that's why I wondered, are they even as good of friends as he thinks? If nobody likes your girl and nobody's had the guts to say anything or even have a nice conversation about, you know, is this the kind of relationship? Nothing.
That's the blind support,
really,
though.
Friends?
That's the friendship blind support, where even if y'all have had a conversation and say, bro, your girl is trash and you becoming trash with her, and
you still support
the homie and go, but you coming to my wedding, you still gonna be my best man, though, because you know
basically,
we rock with you.
Your girl kills the vibe.
Yes, 100%.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you right now. If I'm inviting him out, and then he's like, "Yeah, my girl's coming," like, "Yeah, you know what? Dog, we gonna have to reschedule this." At some point, he's gonna understand that. Man, she's got to be the issue, and have a conversation like, "Bro, what's going on? Like, why don't you like her? Well, this is why I don't like her."
She knows. He knows. Everybody. She knows.
She knows.
She knows. I bet she knows. Yep. Exactly.
Hey, all right, Santino.
Quick question.
What?
Can you guys allow me to give a shout-out real quick?
No, I hate shout-outs. What? Go.
No, Santino. Hurry up.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to my beautiful wife. Today is our 16th anniversary. I've been together way longer than that, but today is our 16th wedding anniversary.
Way to put up with this guy for that long.
For real. And anyone that can put up with a man for more than a year is a saint.
Watch your mouth, Allie.
I'm so sorry, Leslie. I mean, Santino, congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Congrats, y'all. For real.
You guys are cute. Yeah. You know I think you guys are cute. Otherwise, I wouldn't say that, because if I really thought you sucked as a couple, I would never bring it up.
That would be on your neck.
Like the groom.
Low key, let's be honest. And he knows where to find you too. So he's gonna be nice to Santino.
My wife will be the first one to tell my best friend, hey man, your girl, you better get her fixed.
The right
people around you will help you fix your attitude. Did I not say that?
Mm-hmm.
All right,
Santino. Did. Thank you. Have a good day.
Right. You're welcome. Later, guys.
Bye. Peace, bro.
Santino. Not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Wow.
Even though Santino said jerk, it's not the jerk.
Dude, we need an update, by the way, after he gets married next summer. I want to know if he lets the girl come. I want to know if they're still together. And seriously, Oscar, send the update.
An update? You mean an invite? We trying to be there.
Yeah, I want to be there.
Yeah, for
That'd be great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Forgive being a fly on the wall. Put me at table 14.
Put me at 14 next to the girl everybody hates so
Thank
I can
you.
Watch it go down.
She's at 15. I want to be on 14 because I don't want to be right at
but
table 15 where
the drama's
at.
They're going to be like, no, we want Allie and DZ by us. We'll be at the head table.
Fine. Put us at table 3. We'll sit close. What's up? We don't care as long as we got a clear view of table 15.
I want to see the two go back and forth. Yeah. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.